record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid-in-full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458 at unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, alongside my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and Johnny, this place is electric tonight.
It sure is, Mike DeCourcy. Glad to join you here on the General 95.9. The band, of course, rocking out, and this place is filled to the gills, all the way to the rafters here at Kavanaugh Court for, I think, the best rivalry in the state. Of course, we're both biased, but Ligoti Bar Eve, always a dandy. And this one won't disappoint, I don't believe.
No, I do not think so. And talking to Coach Thompson in the pregame show, you know, you want to talk about a deceiving record, you got to talk about the Ligoti Lions.
Yeah, pay no attention to the fact that Ligoti comes in 5-9 simply because if those games in the last 30 seconds to 1 minute go the other direction, as they very well could have, you're talking about a 10 or 11 win Ligoti team. And regardless, when these two teams get together, you can throw the records out the window.
And that's another thing, talking to Coach Thompson earlier today. You know, last season, this Bar Eve team that eventually wins 24 games goes to the semi-state. Ligoti, a 12-12 outfit, essentially a 500 team. One of those games is 41-37. One of those games was a triple overtime game. And then, of course, the 40-39 thriller that Ligoti led by 12 in the fourth quarter in the sectional. So you can take those records and pump them into the river.
And you know, Mike, the last time we were together for this Ligoti Bar Eve game was at Jack Butcher Arena for that sectional championship. And you're right, the Vikings trailed by 12 heading into the fourth quarter and found themselves one game away from Banker's Life against a team that finished 12-12. So Ligoti, regardless of their record, always plays their best basketball against Bar Eve. And I think you're going to expect that the Vikings will come out and hopefully throw the first punch against their neighbors from the east here on their home floor tonight.
Yeah, certainly you would hope that is the plan as Bar Eve and Ligoti getting ready to go. It is a full house. It's coaches versus cancer night tonight. Looks like it's jersey night for the Ligoti Lions and their student section across the way. Bar Eve dressed out, decked out in denim and pink. So that's the student sections, both of them up, both of them rocking, both of them dancing. It's going to be a good one here tonight. Vikings and Ligoti getting ready. We're going to take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show. Bar Eve and Ligoti getting ready. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Cavanaugh Court alongside John Mullen, I am Mike DeCourcy. Barrie and Ligoti getting ready to roll here tonight, Johnny. And Barrie certainly with the size advantage. Ligoti going to try to use a three ball to neutralize that.
Yes, sir. You've got that right. The cold hard facts for Barrie has tremendous size for a Southern Indiana 1A squad. Meanwhile, the Lions, as of late, have begun to make their three-pointers. They're the kind of team who can spread you out and hit 10 or 13, 14 threes. And if that's the case, then it will be a tight game. Coach DeCourcy, as we talk about the personnel on each, we have the prescription shop in Washington sponsoring tonight's Prescription for Success. We've talked about the strengths of both teams. What, in your mind, is tonight's Prescription for Success?
Yeah, I think it all boils down to tempo tonight. I really do. I think if Barrie can speed this game up and get it to the point where we get it into the 50s and out of the 30s and the 40s, I think that is going to benefit the Vikings very, very well. Last season, it was a game where it just seemed like every game really, really grinded on. Vikings maybe more of a half-court team last year. Not that they play a ton faster this year, but they've been maybe more adept to press and trap a little bit. And I think if the game gets into the 50s, very, very good news for the Barrie Vikings. If it's in the mid to low 40s or lower, that's good news for the Ligoti Lions. And the second thing is Barrie has got to be aggressive with their ball screen defense. Last year, it was a situation, at least in the sectional, where Jaden Wagner got very, very comfortable for a long period of time. The Vikings would get caught up in a ball screen, and the next thing you know, there's a confusion on how you're going to guard it, and he's got a wide open three. And certainly, Ligoti's got multiple players capable of making multiple threes, obviously four starters back. They did lose Jaden Wagner, but he's replaced by a lot of guys who kind of do the same thing. And Barrie, they've got to run Ligoti off the three-point line. They've got to have a good plan on how to work through those ball screens, whether you trap it, whether you hedge it, whether you hold it or ice it, whatever you want to call it. But they've got to be consistent, and Ligoti cannot be comfortable behind that three-point line.
So controlling the tempo, pushing the tempo, if you will, through their defense, perhaps in changing up and giving Ligoti multiple looks to get the score into the 50s, your prescription shop, Prescription for Success, this evening here at Cavanaugh Court. We're at about a minute and a half here as these two teams are winding up their warm-ups, we are going to take a three-minute timeout, and when we return, we will have the starting lineups here in this border battle between Bar Eve and Ligoti. You're listening to the General 95.9, the new 101.3 FM, back in 3 minutes.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal.
Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Schwartzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Sports.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life as a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeve Sports.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. National lineup, or national anthem out of the way, starting lineups.
That was quite a conglomerate of Barrie Eve High School students singing the national anthem.
There was a few of them out there.
Yeah, several rows of those chorus individuals.
So, starting lineups just around the corner. And Lagodi, tonight they are going to go like this. Most Barrie Vikings have already watched the Lagodi Lions enough.
Yeah.
They know what's going to happen. A lot of guards. Bailey Deerwester. Bailey, 5'11 and a senior. He is going to be joined in the backcourt by Cade Cheeson. Cade, 6 feet and a senior. Third guard tonight, Jordan Wildman. Wildman, 5'11 and a sophomore. Landon Harder in the starting lineup tonight. Harder, 6'1 and a junior. And in the post tonight, that's Silas Bauer. Bauer, 6'5 and a sophomore. And the Lions are coached by Kent Cheeson.
Yes, they are.
And the Vikings, they are going to go like this. Tell you what, I'm going to do something a little different here, Johnny.
Yeah?
I'm going to turn the microphone up. We're just going to listen to the crowd for a minute. Johnny, if you hadn't heard, starting lineups for the Vikings exactly the same, and this place is rocking.
That it is, and nothing like Mr. Barrie himself introducing those starters, those kids that he sees as they come into kindergarten. Mr. Albert Kavanaugh, namesake here on the court with the K, and it will be Austin Ainscoe jumping center against Silas Bauer.
Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Ainscoe and Bauer.
Quite the officiating crew. Ronnie Grimes going to throw it up. Marcus Debro and David Piller.
These guys working state finals.
These are all state finals guys times two or three.
Tip is up, controlled by the Vikings. Let's see how Lagodi starts. It's going to be man-to-man. Bryson Graber.
Checking Gladish is Cade Cheesham.
With it, standing in the center circle. Bryson going to go down on the baseline, going to have it poked off of him and out of bounds. And I don't think Bryson liked that call.
He sure didn't. Got bumped going towards the baseline, and that'll be Barrie's first turnover.
Little 1-2-2 setup here for the Vikings. Wildman with it. Harder's got it. Going to skip it over. Deerwester lines up a three and got it. So Lagodi strikes first here, and it's going to be some 2-2-1. Ball's going to be on the floor. Ligoti going to pick it up. And a bad pass by Isaac Wagler.
Two turnovers here early. Barry's going to settle into a man-to-man as Deerwester had an easy, clean look there in the corner. Harder found him on a skip pass. This is Bowers' three.
It's no good. Rebounded by Austin. Here comes Isaac. Looking for Keegan. Ball going to be kicked. Barry going to get it on the baseline. Bryson Graber going to key it inbounds.
Minute gone by here. Lions with the early 3-0 lead.
Isaac Wagler over to Bryson. Keegan with it. Probably got away with a travel. Layup, got it.
He did get away with a travel.
3-2, Ligoti by a point.
State champion coach and referee aficionado Mike Wagner had that as a travel.
Wildman going to fire a three. No good, but an offensive rebound for Ligoti. And Wildman going to the bucket, and they're going to get one on Keegan O'Neill. And Wildman going to shoot two. So 3-2 here in the early going. Ligoti by a point. Wildman at the line. Got it to go, 4-2. Wildman will have one more. Second one going to be short. Keegan with a rebound. And Keegan going to be fouled. They're going to get it on Silas Bauer. So the big men trading fouls here in the early going, Johnny.
Yes, they did. And that's Jordan Wildman wearing number 12. We'll see his twin brother Jalen quickly off the bench here as the Wildman twins see a lot of action here for this Ligoti squad.
Barreve going to break some 2-2-1 pressure. Keegan O'Neill. Bryson, Isaac, going to set for a three. No good. Austin Ainsco going to grab the rebound. Keegan O'Neill going to get down the lane. His shot, no good. There's Ainsco with it again. Layup, got it. We're tied at four.
Ainsco now with three rebounds already.
The pressure by Barreve. Harder with it. Bad close out right there by O'Neill, and he's going to lay it up and in, 6-4.
Bucket by Harder.
Ainsco, Gabe Gladish with it in the left corner. Going to hit a cutting. Ainsco going to miss the layup. I don't know if it was partially blocked or he was fouled.
Like he was fouled, no call. 6-4 here, Ligoti early.
Ligoti with the basketball. Cheesem's got it out to Deerwester. Harder's got it. Deerwester with it again. Going to try to drive it. Wildman sets for three from the corner. And he got it. It's 9-4 Ligoti.
Give Deerwester the assist.
Bryson Graber. Ainsco. Gabe Gladish going to set for a long one. It's long. No good. And ball is loose, but Ligoti's going to pick it up. Cheesem with it, or Deerwester with it. Down to Bauer. His shot going to be blocked by Keegan O'Neill. Gabe Gladish with it on the right side. Keegan O'Neill now on the wing. Back to Bryce.
Well, Coach, the pace is to your liking, I guess. 9-4 here early, though, Ligoti.
Ainsco going to drive it. Off the glass, no good. Going to be tipped around. Ligoti going to pick it up. So Ainsco's had a couple of good looks, just not able to get him to go. And on the other end, Harder going to drive it to the bucket. He's going to be fouled by Austin Ainsco. And Ligoti going to get it on the baseline.
Quentin Yoder siding here. He'll be the first substitution for either team. He'll replace Ainsco, 6'4 senior post player.
He's going to check Landon Harder. Vikings man-to-man. Cheesem's got it. Bauer with it on the baseline. Skipped over to Harder in the corner. Three up. No good. Rebounded by Gabe Gladish. Gets it off to Bryson. Quinton now with it in the post. Ball going to be ripped away. Ligoti going to pick it up.
Third Viking turnover.
So Cheesem with it. Bauer. Down, off the glass, got it to go. It's 11-7, Ligoti by 7. Or 11-4, excuse me. Bryson Graber goes down the lane, layup, got it. 11-6.
3 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
So good start for Ligoti.
Lions have hit a couple threes already.
Wildman's got it. He's guarded by Gladish. Bauer going to set for one. Got it. 14-6. Ligoti by 8.
Three threes now.
And Bryson almost going to kick it away. Barry going to pick it back up. Bryson's got it again. Quentin Yoder, his shot going to be put up. No good. And to last touched by Ligoti, and Bar Eve has just not finished at the rim.
They've had about four or five looks inside and haven't really finished very well. Ligoti is a physical team.
On the inbounds, Bryson Graber. Going to hit a cutting Quentin Yoder. Quentin going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Nice find by Bryson Graber. Yoder gives a shot fake and gets Deerwester in the air.
That foul going to be whistled on
Bailey Deerwester.
Deerwester, that's his first. So Quentin at the line, trying to cut into this early Ligoti lead. He does, 14-7. We'll have one more. Quentin's second free throw is short, rebounded by Ligoti. So Cheesem with the basketball. He's guarded by Isaac Wagler. Silas Bauer hits a back-cutting Deerwester, and he's going to be fouled. And go to the line to shoot two. I think they're going to get that one on Yoder.
Foul was called on Yoder. His first.
So Deerwester at the line. His first one going to roll off. No good. He'll have another.
Ainsco checks back in.
Austin Ainsco in. Keegan going to get his first break.
Jalen Wildman, number 20, waits for Deerwester. Nathaniel Hart's going to give Bauer a break. Hart, a junior. Bar trailing now. 8 points as Deerwester gets that one to go, 15-7.
So Mari with the basketball, trailing by 8, 15-7 here, 2:16 left, opening quarter. Bryson's got it. Bryson Graber, Gabe Gladish. Gabe, bounce pass, and Quentin Yoder going to go to the line to shoot two. He's going to be fouled by Harder.
The foul's on Harder. And the landing that Landon had on the floor was much harder than the foul. He went for Yoder. Yoder likes to shot fake, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And that one was successful as Harder went up to try and block a shot and landed right on his tailbone. Yoder will shoot two more free throws.
So Quentin Yoder at the line. Ooh. And that one's going to be long, not even close. We'll have another one.
Quentin from the line this year struggled somewhat. He has a nice soft touch.
And got the second, 15-8. Ligoti with the basketball. And Ligoti runs a quick sideline break. No good. Rebounded. That was Cheesem. Rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Bryson.
Cheesem.
And on the other end, Ainsco going to pick up a loose ball, lay it in. Ligoti had deflected it, thought it was going to go out of bounds. hit the bottom part of the backboard. Ainsco picks it up and lays it in, 15-10.
Big swing there as Cheesham didn't hit anything on the three-point try, and Ainsco picks up a loose ball, and he's got two field goals.
Yeah, Landon Harder going to push off on Ainsco. Austin Ainsco going to stand in and take a charge.
That's Harder's second foul. Deerwester and Bauer back. Cheesham and Harder to the bench. Harder with two fouls. He may be on the bench for a little while. Who took that charge?
That was Austin Ainsco.
Austin Ainsco.
So Bryson with the basketball. Ligoti by 5, 15-10. Bryson. Austin Ainsco going to set for a three. Going to bounce off. Long, no good. Rebounded by Ligoti.
Open look from the top of the key, but a little long.
It was a design set. Bowers got it on the other end. Deerwester. Wildman. Ball going to be poked away, but Ligoti going to pick it back up. Hart's got it. Bauer.
Ainsco's got to be careful going over Bauer's back in the post there.
That would have been his second foul. Bauer's got it again. Let's see if Ligoti tries to get the last shot of the quarter now with 45 seconds left. Silas Bauer. And he's going to fall out of bounds. Ainsco was trying to take another charge. And they're just going to say Bauer fell down. Keegan back in. Quentin going to sit down.
The Lions are going to bring in number 40, Sheldon Christmas. Bauer back to the bench. See if Barry can hold on for one last shot here.
Bryson Graber going to draw a blocking foul on Wildman and will go to the line to shoot two with 28 seconds left in the quarter. Really? Barry wanted to take a shot at that lane, last shot, but that lane opened up.
Yeah, a little surprise there. But as you mentioned, Bryson had an opportunity to get to the rim, and now he'll shoot two free throws.
First one going to be short. Quentin Yoder going to check back in. They're going to get Keegan out on this last offensive possession so he doesn't pick up a second foul.
Bauer will go back in for the offensive possession. Works both ways, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Bryson's second one going to be long. Ainsco going to grab the rebound, lay it up. No good. There's Isaac Wagler layup. No good. Quentin Yoder going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two.
That foul's going to be whistled on Hart.
That's team foul number six on Ligoti. Sabari will be in the bonus the rest of the half. Quentin's first one going to roll out. Barry not making free throws.
2 of 7 now, Barreve is. Yoder 2 of 5.
Second one going to be short. Isaac Wagler going to grab the rebound, though. Barreve going to get the last shot of the quarter.
2 of 8.
Vikings 2 of 8 from the free throw line. Keegan back in. Quentin going to sit down. 15-10 Ligoti. 19 seconds left in the opening quarter. Gladish has it. Out near half court. Hands it back to Bryson. Over to Isaac. Gladish has got it now. Out to Keegan. We're at 5. Bryson's got it. Lob play. Keegan going to lay it up and in. And he's going to be fouled. And go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Guess what that set's called, John
Mullen? Talk to me now.
That's called Amber.
Yeah, that's a little roasted Amber as Nathaniel Hart picks up his second foul with .9 showing. O'Neal misses the free throw.
And that's going to do it at the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 15-12, Ligoti leads it by 3. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily. The hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458 at unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 15-12. Mareve leads or trails Ligoti after one, and if you've got to talk about what both teams would be concerned about, Ligoti's got to feel like we got to rebound the ball. Barreve's got to say, we need to make a free throw.
Yeah, 2-9 there in the first quarter for the Vikings. The Lions have 17 fouls, so Barreve will be in the bonus throughout the second quarter. Hagen Knepp, the 6'2 freshman in for Barreve to begin quarter number two.
I'm going to give Bryson a break. Hart with the basketball. He's going to fire a three. Long, but long rebound by Ligoti. Deer West are going to run it down. Bauer. Hart's got it again. Keegan O'Neill's just backing off, just daring him to shoot. Wildman. Barreve just man-to-man on defense.
It's Jalen Wildman, number 20.
Cheesham over to Bauer in the corner. Ball going to be skipped over. Jalen Wildman. Hart with it. He's going to take another three, and he got it. 18-12.
Well, that may be the first career three-pointer at any level Nathaniel Hart's made. But he was wide open, and he stood at the top of the key, and what do you know, it went in.
Keegan O'Neill with it on the block. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
That's three fouls, by the way, on Hart now.
And Coach Thompson said you had carved out that space and you were trying to get the three-point play. Just go up and shoot the layup.
The layup was open, and he faked and dribbled, and I guess he got a third foul on Hart.
That's true.
Maybe that's the bonus. Sheldon Christmas will take Nathaniel Hart's place.
He got the first one. He'll have one more.
I wonder if Christmas will put a three up.
Keegan got them both, 18-14. And Barreve going to try a little bit more pressure. Cheesham with it in the backcourt. And they're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler.
Is that like maybe we ought to even the fouls up?
Not much there. I mean, these teams are going at it.
It was 8-3 on the board, so 8-4 looks prettier.
I guess.
Probably 8-5 here in the next 10 seconds.
So Cheesham with the basketball. Christmas has it out high. Cheesham with it again on the left side. He's guarded by Hagen. Wildman guarded by Gabe Gladish. Christmas. Dribble handoff looking for Bauer. Bailey Deerwester now. And he's going to get a pass through in the corner. Wildman's three, no good. Tapped around, but Ligoti going to fight over it. And Barreve going to get it. And that was just a long rebound. And, I mean, really, if you want to get right down to it, Johnny, the only chance Ligoti really has on these boards is these long rebounds.
You're right.
Hagen Knepp out to Ainsco. Isaac, top of the key. Gabe Gladish.
Gladish yet to score.
Keegan with it down in the post. Going to pick it up. His shot going to be blocked, and Ligoti going to grab it.
Hard to believe he can't score down there.
Sheldon Christmas, yeah, the weak side defense got him somewhere. Cheesham. Deerwester. And they're going to get a blocking foul on Keegan on the baseline. That's going to be the second on Keegan.
two fouls on O'Neill. He'll head to the bench. Bryson Graber returns. Lions have led from the start.
On the inbounds, Wildman, Deerwester, Cheesham. Lob play down to Deerwester, couldn't get open. Deerwester going to pump fake, fire a three. It's going to be long, but there's another long rebound for Ligoti.
Jordan Wildman has three offensive rebounds, Coach.
And they're all of the long variety,
they
I
are.
Think.
They are.
Bauer and Isaac Wagler going to pick one off. Here comes Isaac looking for Gladish. And the ball's going to be out of bounds off Gabe Gladish. And that's a pass that Isaac Wagler did not need to throw. So somebody's called timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 4:58 left, second quarter, 18-14 Ligoti. Back to Bar-Eve after this 30-second timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 18-14 Ligoti, 4:58 left. Second quarter, Johnny.
I am not very good on the stat keeping, but I don't have Ligoti for any turnovers.
Well, Isaac would have just picked one off right there.
So give him one.
That would be one. So Bar-Eve back on defense. Christmas has it. Bauer way out high. Deerwester over to Wildman. Wildman going to throw it out of bounds. They were looking for Bauer in the corner. Couldn't quite find him, so.
Give him two.
Good jinx, Johnny.
Yeah, trying.
So Bar-Eve with the basketball. Trailing by four. Bryson with it. Gabe Gladish. Ainsco going to have it ripped away. And Deerwester going to pick it off. Get it off to Christmas. And Bar-Eve has it taken away in the post. Ainsco just needs to get it and go up with it.
Decided size advantage for those guys.
Bauer going to set for another three. That one going to be short. Ball on the floor, and they're going to get a foul on Gladish. Ligoti going to get it again. Quentin Yoder back in.
Another offensive rebound for Jordan Wildman.
Hagan going to take a seat. On the inbounds, wild shot put up by Bauer. No good. Here comes Gladish down on the other end. Quentin Yoder out to Bryson. Bryson over to Ainsco. Gabe Gladish pull up, 15-footer, no good. And rebounded by Ligoti. This is not a good shot.
Gladish being held scoreless so far by Cheesham.
And Bryson Graber going to foul Cade Cheesham, and that's going to put Ligoti in the bonus with 3:31 left in the first half.
Cheesham makes his first.
19-14. Cheesham will have another. Got them both 20-14. Mari's been as close as four, but have just really let some chances slip away. Bryson over to Isaac.
Ligoti's still playing that stingy man-to-man.
And Gladish with a bad pass. Run back on defense, Gabe.
No, he's not.
And he's at half court still. Christmas with the basketball. Wildman, wild shot, no good. Rebounded by Quentin Yoder. Bryson Graber with it in the post. Ainsco's got it. Top of the key. Quentin going to go off of Bauer. His shot no good, but Silas Bauer going to be called for his second foul.
That time Yoder caught it and went straight up with it. He didn't dance with it, dribble it.
That's going to be the second foul on Bauer. And Quentin's free throw going to roll out. No good.
Jalen Wildman will get Bauer.
So Quentin will have one more. Got the second one, 20-15.
May have caught a break. Thought Ainsco may have got in there too early. Yoder 3 of 8 at the line.
Christmas has it out high. Hit a cutting Cheesem. Jalen Wildman going to throw it out of bounds. Dave Faith with the good hands down there. Barry going to get it again.
Third turnover by the Lions.
Bryson with it, crossing the timeline. Gabe Gladish. Ainsco. Back to Bryson. There's Keegan, but that's Quentin working in the post. Lays it up and in, 20-17.
Pass was from Bryson Graber. Yoder's first field goal. He's been in the line 8 times.
Wildman with it. He's guarded by Gladish. Over to his twin brother. Wildman still with it. Jalen and Jordan Wildman. He's going to back it out to the center circle.
Got to be close to 5.
And Gabe Gladish going to poke it away. Dive on the floor. And there's going to be a tie-up. Barrie going to get it back. So good job by Gabe. As Ligoti not able to get into a set right there, Barrie going to get it on the baseline.
Sometimes if your offense isn't clicking, you have to get after it defensively. Maybe that will ignite Gabe. He's yet to score and hasn't hustled all the time, but that one is a hustle play.
Ainsco with it in the post. His layup, got it. 20-19, Barrie to within 1.
Ainsco's third field goal.
Wildman with it out high. Cheesem's got it now, guarded by Bryson. Christmas. And a back cut. Isaac Wagler got caught looking the other way. 22-19. Good cut by Deerwester right there. Bryson with the basketball. Isaac's got it. Over to Ainsco. Bryson behind the back dribble. Going to spin in the lane. Little floater, got it. 22-21. Vikings to within 1.
Bryson Graber has 2 buckets for 4.
40 seconds left in the half.
Closest Bar Eve's been this entire contest. As Ligoti hit a 3 to start the game, and now a 1-point line advantage.
Deerwester with it. We're at 20. Wildman, he's covered up by Gladish. Ball going to be tipped away for just a second, and they're going to get a hold on Bryson Graber, and that's going to send Deerwester to the line to shoot 1 in the bonus. That's going to be second foul on Bryson.
That it is. Well, 0.5 showing here before halftime.
Deerwester, free throw is long. Rebounded by Quentin. Gets it up to Bryson. Over to Gabe. Ainsco behind the defense. Going to have it poked away. And with 3.2, Murray's going to get it on the baseline. Murray's post players, they got to be stronger with the ball right on the catch. Let's see what Barreve tries to run. Bryson Graber. There's Ainsco. Lays it up. Got it. And that's going to do it on the half. Scoreboard air. Put those 2 points up for Barreve.
Bucket good for Ainsco.
And Barreve takes their first lead of the half right ahead of the halftime horn. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings 23, Ligoti 22. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, Dr. Merle Holzapfel, right across the street from Barreve High School. 23-22, Vikings on top by a point. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 3-minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Back at Kavanaugh Court at halftime. Barreve has led this game for all of 1 second. And that's right now, 23-22 at halftime, Johnny.
Well, if you count this halftime intermission break, now it's been over 3 minutes. We'll take a look at the scoring here. The Lions led after the first quarter, 15-12. They struck with a three-pointer from Bailey Deerwester right away. And that was an early theme as the Lions made four threes in 10 attempts, 4 of 10 in the first half from three-point range. Deerwester, Bailey Deerwester, has a 3, also a 2, and he was 1 of 3 at the line. Give him 6 points. Jordan Wildman had a 3-pointer and a free throw for 4. Silas Bauer made a 2 and a 3, give him 5. Landon Harder, who went to the bench early with 2 quick fouls, has a 2-pointer. Cade Cheesham made 2 free throws. And Nathaniel Hart was 1 of 2 from 3-point range before picking up his 3rd foul. Hart has 3 points and 3 fouls. Added up, you got 22 for Lagodi. For Bar Eve, they do lead 23-22 here at the half, and it was because Austin Ainsco went to work inside late in that half. Austin Ainsco leads everyone with 8 points. He's got 4 field goals. He's missed 2 of those, missed a 3-pointer, but he does have 8 points. Bryson Graber, 4 points on 2 buckets. He missed his only 2 free throws. He does have 4 assists as he found Ainsco twice and Quentin Yoder once late as Bar Eve mounted a comeback. Quentin Yoder, 3 of 8 at the free throw line. 1 2-point field goal, give Quentin 5. Keegan O'Neill is 2 of 3 at the line. He's got 2 field goals. Keegan has 6 points. Gabe Gladish has yet to score. Isaac Wagler has yet to score. The 2 guards for Bar Eve, scoreless. But the Vikes do indeed lead by 1 here at halftime.
Anything you're doing differently in the second half, Johnny?
Quite honestly, I felt like the pace, the tempo that you talked about before the game slowed in the second quarter. It was 15-12 after 1, 23-22. Multiply those scores, you're in the mid-40s, and Coach DeCourcy, you want it played in the 50s. I feel like you got to try and speed Lagodi up. They turned it over 4 or 5 times there in the second part of that second quarter. If you can speed them up, perhaps you can make some transition layups. Bar Eve has got to be ready to score the ball when they catch it inside. They're decidedly taller and stronger, but if they dilly-dally, if you will, those Lion hands are going to sneak in there and knock it away.
Now, is it a pace? You know, 23-22 because of the pace, or is it a pace that we are where we are because Bar Eve is 4 for 13, Lagodi cooled off a little bit. It sure seems like we haven't had a possession much longer than, you know, 30 seconds.
You're right. Neither team is trying to hold the basketball, and I guess you could talk about all those missed opportunities at the charity stripe for Bar Eve, but I just felt like maybe the pace slowed down a little bit. There were a lot of fouls called, and maybe that's what it is from a time perspective. There were 17 fouls called in that first half and a few cheap ones. So maybe that's it. Maybe I'm not quite reading it right. But I still feel like Bar Reeve has to pressure the smaller guards out front before they can line up at the three-point line and get good looks. So we'll see what happens here from Coach Thompson as he makes adjustments here at halftime.
All right, we're going to take another 3-minute timeout. Vikings lead Lagodi 23-22. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 3-minute timeout.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 23-22 will be Ligoti ball to start second half, Johnny.
Yeah, the margin is right what we figured it would be. One-point game here at halftime. Ligoti led the entire first half until Austin Ainsco, on an inbounds play from Bryson Graber, got loose for a go-ahead layup. So 23-22, the Vikings start man-to-man here with Ligoti ball. We begin the third quarter.
Carter back in the game. Bauer back in the game. Keegan O'Neal back in the game.
All the starters are on the floor.
Bauer going to skip it over. Ainsco going to pick it off. He was looking for Harder. Here comes Bar-Eve. Bryson Graber. It's a double high screen. Keegan off the glass. Got it. 25-22. Vikings by three. Good first set out of the halftime, Johnny.
And Keegan O'Neal went strong to the hoop. He took one dribble and went up strong.
Harder with it. Out to Cheesham, guarded by...
Is this a switch here?
And Cheesham gets free on a back screen, lays it in, 25-24.
Bryson was checking Cheesham, and Gladish has Jordan Wildman. I didn't know if they flip-flopped or not.
And post pass mishandled by Keegan O'Neal. And turnover going to give it back to Ligoti. 25-24. Bauer with it. Over to Landon Harder. Wildman. Harder. Bauer long two. Got it to go. Foot on the line. 26-25 Ligoti.
That was a 19-foot two-pointer.
Gabe Gladish going to split the defense, lay it up and in, 27-26.
Gladish with his first field goal.
Wildman skips it back to Harder. Bowers got it again. Harder on the right side. He's going to go to work on Ainsco. Can't get in the lane. Wildman with it on the left wing. He's checked by Gladish. Ball going to be picked off. Good pressure defense by Gabe. Here come the Vikings. And Isaac Wagler going to get behind everybody, lay it up and in. Good pass by Bryson, 29-26.
That was an excellent no-look pass.
Ball on the floor. Bauer going to pick it up, make a 15-footer. 29-28.
Bauer with 9 points.
Isaac Wagler going to set for a three. Got it. 32-28. Vikings by four.
Bryson Graber quietly has 7 assists.
Wildman, he's going to be bumped by Gabe Gladish. That's first foul of the half on either team. Second on Gabe. 32-28, Vikes by four. Ligoti with the basketball. 5:17 left here in the third quarter.
Gladish had to accept that foul that Isaac should have gotten.
Yeah.
5 seconds prior.
And Deer West are going to get loose on a cut, lay it in, 32-30.
Pretty athletic move by Bailey Deer West there.
Keegan O'Neill, he's going to travel with it on the spin. And Ligoti going to get it back.
Extra step taken there on the spin move underneath. We're at 440 here in the third. Vikes by two.
Ligoti did a good job bringing help right there. Harder going to set for a long three. No good. Rebounded by Keegan. Bryson with it. Ainsco up. Got it. Laid it in. Good pass by Bryson. 34-30. Vikes by four again.
Feel like that's a block there maybe? And it slid in under him.
Pretty close.
Yep.
And they're going to get another foul on Gabe Gladish. And that's going to be number three on him. Jensen Whitmer going to check in for the first time.
Break for Ligoti there.
Ligoti with it. Bauer, top of the key, he's going to spin. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two, and they're going to get that on Keegan.
That'll be O'Neill's third foul as well.
So Gladish and O'Neill, both with their third fouls. Looks like Quentin Yoder going to get Keegan. Bauer got the first one, 34-31. Quentin in, Keegan out.
Senior Jensen Whitmer seeing his first action of the evening.
Bauer got them both, 34-32. Isaac's got it on the right side. He's going to set for another three. Banks off long. Ainsco going to pick it up. Lay it up. No good. Lay up another one. No good. And Barrie going to pick it up. Bryson Graber. So a couple of good looks for Barrie. Bryson. Back to Quentin. Back to Bryson. Ainsco on the right side. Isaac. Jensen Whitmer with it. Over to Ainsco. Bryson Graber, ball going to be kicked. Mari going to get it on the baseline.
3:25. Fast and furious here in this third quarter. O'Neill and Gladish sitting right now for Barrie with three fouls each.
On the inbounds, Ainsco for three, got it. 37-32.
Ainsco having a whale of a ball game to this point. His first three made. Leads everyone with 13 so far.
Vikings by five. That's their biggest lead of the night. Bowers got it. Wildman. Layup. He just went to work on Bryson Graber. Laid it up and in. 37-34.
Not bad defense by Bryson. Jordan Wildman uses his body well to score that one.
Jensen Whitmer. Ainsco. Over to Bryson. Bryson down the lane. Layup. No good. Ainsco, he's going to pick it up, lay it up and in, 39-34. Ainsco going to work.
Ainsco getting mugged and still finishing, holy cow.
Deer Wester, he's going to be fouled on his way to the bucket, and that's not the worst thing to happen, as he had a clear path. So Ligoti going to get it on the inbounds. 2:25 left. Barrie by five now.
Timeout Ligoti here.
We'll go ahead and take 1-2. 2:25 left, third quarter. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 39-34. Vikes by five. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 39-34, Vikes by 5. Will be a Ligoti ball on the inbounds. Harder with it. Cheesham's got it. Bauer with it now. Harder. And he's going to be fouled by Quentin Yoder on the baseline.
What are the fouls
it's
on the board,
5-0.
Coach?
It's curious. And the faithful at Kavanaugh Court are unhappy.
It's 5-0 reflected on the Nevco score boards.
Wildman's got it. Long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Isaac. See if Barrie can throw one inside here. They might get a three-point play.
You would think they're due for that. I mean the whistle for the call.
Jensen Whitmer out to Ainsco, top of the key. Bryson on the right side. Jensen going to set for a three. Yeah! 42-34, Vikings by 8.
That'll work. Why go traditional when you can knock in 20-footers?
Carter's got it. Over to Cheesham. Bauer with it in the post. Little short hook shot. Got it. 42-36.
Bauer with 13 points as well. Ainsco has 15 to lead everyone.
Bryson with it. We're at a minute 15. Quentin going to have it picked away. Bad pass by.
Bad angle.
And a bad angle.
Just one more dribble over would have got it to him.
And Cheesham going to get three for a layup. 42-38.
4-point swing there.
42-38. 45 seconds left in the half or in the quarter.
So Barrie, who went up 8 on Jensen Whitmer's 3, now hold on to a 4-point lead. They will have the ball, Coach DeCourcy, coming out in the fourth, I believe.
Yep, Vikings basketball. We're at 25 seconds. Bryson with it. We're under 20. 15. Bryson still with it. We're at 10. Ainsco going to lay it up. No good. But with 6.3, he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot 2. That's going to be on Bauer, and that's his third.
Bryson Graber. I'm just going to say it. Bryson Graber is a consummate coach on the floor. He might take a little bit of heat. He might turn it over occasionally. He knows what he's doing out there.
Austin got the first, 43-38. He'll have another.
Ainsco caught a tough pass, but really nice finds all evening by the sophomore point guard.
Second one going to be long. Last touch by Ligoti. And with 4.5, Barrie going to get it on the baseline. So Bryson on the inbounds. Jensen Whitmer going to fire a three at the buzzer. In and out, no good. And that is going to do it. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 43-38 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1-minute timeout.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Sportster Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 43-38. Bar Eve will be Vikings basketball to begin the fourth quarter.
O'Neal and Gladish return. Bar Eve built an eight-point advantage there with Yoder and Jensen Whitmer.
So Bar Eve with it, Bryson Graber. Gabe Gladish going off a curl. His shot no good. Ains go.
He absolutely got. Oh, wow.
And Deer West are going to lay it in, and that is a whiff.
That's a whiff.
He got absolutely hammered.
Grabbed his arm and pulled it down.
Keegan, layup, no good. Tapped around. Ains go layup. No good. And Ligoti with the rebound. Isaac Wagler going to foul Ligoti in the backcourt, and that's the 16th foul.
We're getting the backcourt fouls. We just can't get anything underneath. A little surprising on the whiff, these three guys a while ago. Clearly, his arm was grabbed and pulled down. Bud O'Neal and Ainsco both missed bunnies there, so Ligoti ball only trailing by three. 6-1, the fouls.
So Ligoti with it. Wildman on the left side. Bauer. And they're going to get a block on Ainsco.
He'll head to the line. Will Harder. Bonus situation.
This place is about one foul call away from being angry.
Yeah.
Harder's free throw, got it. 43-41. That's a second foul on Austin Ainsco. Harder got them both, 43-42.
New ball game now.
It's an 8-1 Ligoti run to cut it to one.
Ligoti's going to go zone here. I like Utah here. Huh?
Gabe Gladish going to launch a long three swing.
I like Utah here.
46-42, Vikes by four again. Deer Wester. Ball going to be poked away. Ainsco going to pick it up. Bryson. Ainsco. Isaac in the corner. Sets for a three. Air ball. Not a good catch. Harder quickly the other way. Three. No good. Isaac with a rebound. Here comes Barry. Gabe Gladish. Going to get it over to Ainsco. Bryson now on the right side.
Standing this 2-3, it's back to man-to-man. Yeah, one possession, one Gabe Gladish three-pointer. Dissolves the 2-3.
Bryson with it, standing in the center circle.
They're absolutely letting Bailey Deerwester hang all over.
Here comes Wildman on a steal. And he's going to be fouled by Ainsco. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. I just don't understand how Coach Josh Thompson has kept his composure.
Unreal.
Wildman at the line. Free throw. Got it. 46-43. 8-1 in the foul department, Johnny.
Feels like it's 8-5 playing 8 versus 5 right now.
We got them both, 46-44.
Shocking how these guys are letting Ligoti bang without a whistle.
Full timeout. Josh Thompson will take one, too. 5:26 left, 46-44. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life as a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
46-44. Lottery by two.
A lot of fans trying to get the officials' attention to point out the 8-1 discrepancy. Not sure if it's gone noticed or not.
Bryson Graber with it in the backcourt. Bryson bounces it over to Isaac. Austin Ainsco lays it up. No good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two. There's one of them back.
I thought the sarcasm in the clapping would...
Well, the sarcasm usually is a touch foul on the floor.
Ah, you're right. I don't know anything about sarcasm.
No, you don't. Austin got the first, 47-44.
Cade Cheesham back in for Jordan Wildman. Ainsco has delivered a double-double already with 5:13 to play here in the fourth.
Awesome, got them both, 48-44. Ligoti with the basketball. Wildman, Harder. Cheesham's got it. Long two put up, no good. Rebounded by Gladish. Here comes Bryson Graber with it. Bryson bounces it over to Isaac. Keegan with it. He's going to go around everybody, lay it up, no good. Keegan's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Huh. That foul could have been called the past 17 possessions. There's some sarcasm.
There it is. Keegs, free throw, got it. 49-44. That's going to be the fourth foul on Silas Bauer.
That it is.
Nathaniel Hart checking back in. Keegs got one more. Got them both. 50-44. Ligoti with the basketball. Cheesham has it. Over to Hart. Cheesham. Harder's got it top of the key. Wildman on the left side. Harder's got it again. Back to Cheesham. Harder now on the left side. Wildman on his way to the basket. He's going to be cut off.
Traveled with it.
Dear Wesker. Going to hit a cutting Heart and Isaac, or Gabe Gladish. Oh my lands. Bar Reeve going to pick it back off. Ball going to be blocked. And Bar Reeve going to come up with it. Keegan O'Neill. And it is a mess right now, John Owen.
Let's go.
In this rivalry game.
Sometimes let's go. Quickly, Heart was blocked by Gladish. The outlet pass was mishandled. Hart picked it up, went back to the rim, and Bryson Graber swatted that. Keegan O'Neill grabbed it, and they fouled him pretty good, and Hart got the fourth foul. So Hart was involved in all three of those plays.
A little full court pressure here by the Lions. Gladish with it on the inbounds. Bryson Graber.
Foul.
Gabe Gladish wanted a three, couldn't take it. Bryson Graber can't quite turn the corner. Barrie going to back it out. 50-44, 3:40 left.
Gladish thought about taking that three.
And Bryson going to be fouled by Landon Harder with 3:37 left. Barrie going to get it in front of the student section.
How quickly, it's now 8-5 on the foul count.
I think you predicted that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a little surprising, a couple of the whiffs this crew had.
Bryson out to Ainsco. Gabe Gladish on the baseline layup. Got it. 52-44, Vikes by 8.
Respect his three-point shooting. He drives by Cheesham, and Lagodi's going to take a timeout.
And they're going to call it. 3:20 left. We'll go ahead and take another one. 52-44 Barrie. 3:20 left in the basketball game. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 52-44. Bikes by 8. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left, Johnny.
This game was a one-point contest, and Barrie has gone on a little bit of a run here to stretch the margin to 8.
And Keegan going to tap one out of bounds.
8, the biggest advantage. They being the Vikings, had an 8-point lead with about 3 minutes to go in the third period.
So Ligoti going to throw it into the backcourt.
Like a defensive stop here, and then Ligoti's probably going to have to start fouling at some point.
Deer Wester,
Wildman. Inside to Bauer.
Cheesham's got it now. Wildman in the corner.
Really like to get something going through Bauer.
He's going to spin and be fouled.
Bailout.
Bailout call. We're going to get it on Ainsco.
Tough break for Ainsco. His fourth. Wow. And that is Jalen Wildman at the line, and he'll sink the first.
52-45.
Jalen's first point. Hart for Bauer here. Both of those guys have four fouls.
Wildman second. Got them both. 52-46.
Hold. Hey, come on.
And they're going to get a foul on Wildman holding Bryson Graber. So Barrie will be in the bonus the rest of the game. Gladish with it. Bryson Graber. Going to bounce it over to Gabe. Ainsco going to lay it up and in. Good pass by Isaac Wagler. Barrie now with an 8-point lead.
Real nice pass from Isaac.
Wildman's got it on the right side.
2.5 here. Ligoti's going to run out of time.
Wildman long two. Got it. 54-48. So Ligoti hanging in here.
They won't go away. Jalen Wildman with a couple free throws. His first bucket. Four quick points from Jalen.
And it's 54-48. 2:24 left. Bari basketball. If there is a tie-up, it will be Ligoti basketball. Bari will be in the bonus the rest of the game. The next time Bari fouls Ligoti, it'll be double bonus the rest of the night for the Lions.
That is right. In a game reset, 2:24 showing. And again, with Bari having that 8-point advantage, that 3-possession advantage, they've not been able to get that stop where they could extend the lead beyond 8. And they're going to have to handle the line pressure here.
So it will be Viking basketball. Bryson Graber going to key it inbounds. Gets it off to Gladish. Bryson's got it now. Head to Isaac. Isaac in the lane. Bank shot. Got it. 56-48.
Close to a turnover there. Isaac just about got ahead of himself.
Bauer back to Landon Harder. Harder going to set for a three, and he got it. 56-51.
Harder's first three of the night. That's a big one. Her first three of the second half, to be honest with you.
On the inbounds, Bryson Graber. Behind the back dribble, Isaac Wagler. Out to Keegan O'Neill. Gladish. Back to Keegan. Bryson. Gabe. Over to Isaac. Isaac out to Gladish. And Gabe Gladish going to be fouled with a minute 28. That's going to put Bar Eve at the bonus and Gladish at the line.
Gladish with a chance to shoot her his first free throw. Smart move by the bench here on Bar Eve's side. Ainsco with four fouls. He's going to go to the bench as Hagen Knipp will come in and play defense.
So Gabe at the line. Free throw short. And Ligoti going to pick it up. Deer Wesker. And he's going to be fouled by Gladish. And that's just silly. Silly, silly, John Mullen.
Ainsco will come back in. Gladish short on that bonus free throw. And he commits his fourth personal. And there's a sub over here. Oh, they're saying Deer Wester was... Oh,
that's double bonus.
Excuse me, it's double bonus.
Deer Wester got the first, 56-52. Ains go back in.
Hart for Bauer. Jalen Wildman for Harder. A lot of guys with four fouls here. It has been a rough and tumble contest. Deer Wester's second one is also good. It's a one-possession game.
56-53, Bari basketball. Bryson's got it on the inbounds. Isaac Wagler bounces it down. Ainsco layup got it. 58-53. And Bari going to make a defensive substitution right here.
30-second timeout. Bari will stay here.
Minute 20.
58-53. Back to a 5-point lead there as Isaac Wagler had the numbers and attacked the rim, dished it to Ainsco, and Ainsco has filled up the stat sheet tonight. I've got him for 22 points. I don't know if that's a career high or not, but his high for this season, that's for sure.
So 58-53.
No, Ligoti won't go down without a fight. And they seemingly make big threes when they need them.
So Mareev, little token pressure here. Here comes Ligoti, cheese him with the basketball. Hands it back to Harder, Deer Wester. Cheese him. Wildman going to launch a three. No good. Isaac with a rebound. Going to get it out to Gabe Gladish, and Gabe going to be fouled with 1:03 left.
So 17 seconds off the clock in that missed possession by the Lions. Gladish again to the line for a bonus. He was no good there 30 seconds ago.
Gabe, free throw, got it, 59-53.
Gladish with 8 points, looking to add to that total.
Gladish with one more. You got them both, 60-53. Magoti, we are at 1 minute exactly left in the game. Wildman with it. Silas Bauer, wild shot, no good, ball on the floor, Gabe Gladish going to pick it up, get it ahead to Isaac, layup, no good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Fouled by Deerwester. Bauer hurried that shot, and it led to a run out here, and Isaac Wagler can push this to an 8 or even 9 point lead if he can make his free throws.
Isaac's got a pair of them. And that one's going to bounce off. No good. Isaac will have one more. Coach Kent Cheesham wanted.
There's only nine fouls up there, he said. Yeah, he's right. But Isaac Wagler was.
Did he forget that he got fouled on the shot?
Yeah, he's about to dunk it when he got hammered.
And Isaac misses them both. So
missed them both.
Still doing themselves no favors at the line tonight. Bauer. Deerwester going to turn off the screen. His three going to bounce around. No good. Bryson with the rebound. Over to Gabe Gladish. And Gabe going to be fouled. And with 29.5, Gladish going to go to the line. That's double bonus for the Vikings. So Gabe Gladish. Two free throws. First one is good, 61-53. Gabe will have another. And got them both, 62-53. Here comes Ligoti with the basketball. 25 seconds left in the game. Bauer. Cheesham going to launch a long one. Going to bounce off. No good. Put back no good. Gabe going to grab the rebound. And with 10 seconds left, here comes Bryson Graber with it. And Ligoti looks like they're not going to give a foul. And that's going to be where it ends tonight. The final on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, just like it always is, a big-time tussle, but the Vikings overcome some poor free throw shooting, a little foul trouble, a lot of foul trouble, and they win it tonight 62-53 over their arch-rival, the Ligoti Lions. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of tonight's post-game show. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. All of tonight's final statistics. And a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings win it tonight, 62-53. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this timeout.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal.
Kavanaugh Court. Bar Eve wins it tonight. 62-53 over Lagodi. And quite frankly, a good basketball game tonight here at Kavanaugh Court. Lagodi made a bunch of shots early in the game. Bar Eve really bludgeoned the Lions on the glass for most of the night. Both teams in some foul trouble, but just a lot of good stuff in the second half. Quite frankly, Bar Eve outscored Lagodi in the second half, and I know they outscored them on the scoreboard, but it was that type of game. 62-53, Bar Eve with 39 points in the second half, and the Vikings, as we talked about at halftime, was it going to be another slowdown affair, or were they going to get the pace where they needed it to be? Well, they did. And Bar Eve wins it 62-53. My friend, my pal, my amigo, and my compadre, John Mullen, feverishly tabulating final statistics with help from our friend, Coach Mike Wagner. Johnny, do you got him?
I hope so. I know the final score on the board was 62-53. I don't know if I can add it all up, but the line score, 15-12 Lions after one. It was 23-22, Bar Eve at half. The Vikings extend the lead to 43-38 after three quarters. They win by nine, 62-53, and nine was basically the largest margin in the game. They had eight-point leads a couple of times, but nine, they may have – did they ever get past 9 points?
No, it seemed like a lot of that, fourth quarter, Lagodi did make one run, but – seemed like Bar Eve was kind of playing with that 4 to 8 point lead for a long time there. Lagodi made one push. Bar Eve got it right back. And although free throw shooting was not good tonight for the Vikings, they did make enough late to account for the final deficit.
Yeah, they missed 11 free throws. A lot of those were early. Seven free throws missed, I think, in the first quarter alone. We'll take a look at the leading scorers. For Bar Eve, Austin Ainsko, a double-double. I have him for 22 points and 13 rebounds, unofficially 13 rebounds. He did have 22 points. Gabe Gladish managed double figures. He made 4 or 5 free throws late. 11 points for Gabe Gladish, the senior. Keegan O'Neal, he also makes 4 or 5 free throws. 3 field goals give Keegan O'Neal 10. Isaac Wagler with 7 points. Quentin Yoder, 5. Bryson Graber with 4 points and unofficially 8 assists. And Mr. Whitmer there came off the bench with a big 3-ball in the third quarter. Jensen Whitmer stretched it to 8. Gave him a couple good minutes, at least offensively there in the third, when O'Neal and Gladish went to the bench with foul trouble. 62 points for Bar Eve as they move to 11-2. For the Lions, who dropped to 5-10 overall, Silas Bauer, the 6'5 sophomore, scores 13. Senior Bailey Deerwester with 12. Jordan Wildman finished with 8 points. Landon Harder, give him 7. Senior Kate Cheesem, 2 free throws and 2 buckets, give him 6. Jalen Wildman had 4 points late, and Nathaniel Hart hit a 3-pointer, surprisingly.
That's what I'm saying. Lagodi really made some plays to not only grab that early lead, but then late, even after Bar Eve had taken the lead, Bar Eve kind of came out in that third quarter and grabbed the lead, but they really made some plays to stay in the game.
Well, here's the deal. They might be 5-10. They might be around 500 come sectional time, or even under 500 just a bit, perhaps. Does it really matter come the first weekend in March?
No.
It doesn't. It's Class A basketball, the sectionals at Jack Butcher Arena, and they will be a tough out regardless of the opponent.
All right. Well, we've got him coming up now. The coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson.
He's
moseying over. I think he wants you to place them on his head.
I'm going to. Give me just a second here, Coach Thompson.
I wonder if Don Fisher does that to Archie Miller. Coach, it was everything that we thought a Bar Eve Ligoti game would be in the first half. You know, I think we can say, man, we missed a bunch of free throws where we really could have grabbed the momentum.
Well,
at the same time, I think Ligoti, you know, they can say a couple things too. But that was a really well-played second half.
Well, I'm going to give a lot of credit to Ligoti. I thought their kids played really hard tonight. They did everything they needed to do to give themselves an opportunity to win. I don't think they got anything to hang their heads about. They deserve a lot of credit for playing hard. I'm going to take some of the blame on the free throw thing. I saw one of my former players walk out, and today he was talking about things he was afraid of, and I teased him on Twitter and told him the thing I was afraid of most in life was watching him shoot free throws. And Connor was a perennial 40% free throw shooter, and maybe jinxed ourselves a little bit there today. But, you know, again, we played better in the second half. I thought we got some things that we wanted to get in transition, got the game more at our pace in the second half.
You know, and I thought even with a 23-22 halftime score, you know, I thought the pace in the first half was pretty good. I thought Ligoti kind of cooled off a little bit. Obviously, we missed some opportunities at the line. I still thought at halftime, you know, we were in that,
well,
you know, upper 50s to 60-point pace.
It's one of those deals where, you know, at halftime, we're talking about didn't play well. You know, you don't play well as well as you'd like. But, you know, you still got the lead. So you can't feel terrible about things, but I thought the kids did a better job defensively in the second half, taking their chin stuff away. We still got burned on some screens that we should never get burned on.
Talk about Austin Ainsco tonight. I you don't have your iPad. We tried to keep the rebounds, and we don't count very well up here. 22 points. For sure, he's in the double-double category. I mean, Austin Ainsco was unbelievable tonight.
Yeah, you know, it seems like in these games, these big games, that we either get a huge contribution from Austin or a huge contribution from Isaac. And tonight, that huge contribution came from Austin. Man, he was a beast. He was a beast. This is one of the better games I've seen him play. And you know what? He still probably left a few points out there on the board.
You know, we battled some foul trouble again tonight. But, you know, I thought you guys had some guys come in off the bench, especially you know, Jensen Whitmer there in the third quarter really made a big three to stretch that thing out to eight.
You know, our sports marketing kids put together that little thing that we lay out there about some of the updates from the program. And tonight, Jensen was our guy that they profiled. And I talked about that in that you know, little newsletter about how he's really worked to improve his skill on the defensive end. And I thought he did a good job defensively and made a big three for us tonight.
You know, Coach, this is great right now, but what we talked about, you know, it's certainly not a surprise to anybody.
No.
It's going to be a hotly contested sectional 63 again.
It is what it is, you know, and the other thing, Mike, is I told our guys before the game, this is a big game. Big game for us. It's a huge rivalry game. I'm just blessed by the Lord to be a part of it again. But the thing is, you know, we got that target on our back. And every night is one of the biggest games of the year for everybody we play. And we definitely got a good shot here from Ligoti tonight. But, you know, it's good to get out here with the win and be able to go back and watch film. And the thing I liked about even some of our errors was those are going to be things that are going to be teaching points next week as we move forward.
All right. Well, Coach, the voice is about gone. I know you've been sick. But Vikings win it tonight, 62-53. Another big conference win, rivalry win. And have a nice off day tomorrow as Snowpocalypse 2K19 comes in. And we'll catch you next week.
I think Devin Graber and the Twitter force are going to be out looking for some of the weather patterns here in just a little bit.
Well, so they're amateur meteorologists. We know that.
Yeah, little Jesse Walkers.
That's right. So, Coach, congratulations. We'll catch you next week.
Great, thanks, Mike.
All right, Sabari basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 62-53 over Ligoti. Game that was nip and tuck. Ligoti grabbed, I think, what at one point was a 14-5 lead early. Correct me if I'm wrong, Johnny. Bari battle, took that first lead right at the buzzer in the first half and grabbed that momentum in the second half. Ligoti did fight back, cut it to one. Bari grabbed it right back with a quick, what I think was a quick 7-0 run of their own. And, I mean, it happened in a hurry, and they spread it out and win it by 9, 62-53. A little bit of hardware to pass out tonight, Johnny. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Who you like?
We appreciate Bill Dobson sponsoring the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And tonight, all the kids played hard, but Austin Ames took his game to another level this evening. The senior 6'5 versatile player, the guy who can go out beyond the three-point line, who can post up, and he pulls through with a double-double, 22 points. We'll go with 13 rebounds minimum. Austin Ainsco, tonight's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Yeah, Austin Ainsco, as we said, not the greatest stat keepers, but we had him for at least 13 rebounds, 22 and 13. And the Vikings win it tonight, 62-53, and a lot of that is due to the unbelievable work of Austin Ainsco. And you know, you see seniors do this so often in a lot of sports, Johnny. But it really seems like Austin, he's playing with a purpose and a sense of urgency that he's never played with before. And I don't think it has anything to do with, you know, a new coaching philosophy or you know, necessarily even skill improvements. I just think when you get to be a senior, you realize, man, this is my last chance to play Ligoti in a regular season game. This is my last chance to play in the Graber post. This is my last chance to do this. And, man, you got to go. And I think after a little bit of a slow start, Austin Ainsco's figured out, man, I got to go, and he's went.
You speak the truth there, Coach DeCourcy, and you've had all these guys and coached all these fellas on up through the ranks, especially at the eighth grade level. And for these six seniors, as you mentioned, the last opportunity to play the border battle here at Kavanaugh Court, and Austin Ainsco certainly stepped up his game tonight, as did all of the Bar Eve players. It takes an entire team, but Ainsco stood out tonight for these Bar Eve Vikings.
Yeah, certainly did. So Austin Ainsco, tonight's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Well, Johnny, it's 9:05. Yes. I've had no supper. You've had no supper. It's time to rehash this game, get a bite of food to eat,
unwind,
and we'll hit it again next week. So, closing thoughts.
The Vikes now 11-2, and again, this rivalry game is not easy on either side. You know, if you're Bar Eve and you're ranked in the top 4 or 5 in Class 1A, and you've won 9 straight, you're going to get Ligoti's best shot, and they took Ligoti's best shot. I felt like, for the most part, the Lions were pretty good tonight. These Ligoti Lions, as we talked about in March, will be dangerous. But again, Bar Eve has now extended the winning streak against their rival to 10 straight.
And if you weren't here and you saw some of this earlier, you know, these are not your early season Ligoti Lions. These are your Graber post Ligoti Lions, and obviously that play has carried over.
It has, and you know, they've got some young talent.
They've got young talent, and they've got good veterans that lead the way.
Right.
I think, you know, I think Cade Cheesem and Bailey Deerwester, just a couple of turnovers tonight between them really allowed them to run good offense.
Yeah, and, you know, some foul trouble on both sides. But, again, I don't see how you could predict with ease any one team being the clear favorite at the Ligoti sectional come 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, certainly, and it will be fun, but tonight, Bar Eve out on top, 62-53, and Vikings extend their season record 2. What is that, Johnny? That's 11 and 2.
Yeah, make it 11 and 2.
That is win number 11.
10 straight against the Lions.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it. I'd like to thank our buddy Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my friend and partner John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight, 62-53. God bless. Go Vikings. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reef. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country
music. Russell Dickerson and Blue Tacoma. I'm Steve Edwards. Hope you're having